The Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO, has presented its report on investigations into judgment debts paid by the government to businessman Alfred Agbesiwayome and others to President Atta Mills at the Castle Lusu. President Mills tasked the Minister of Justice and Attorney General Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo to study the report and make recommendations for him to take the necessary steps in the interest of the people of Ghana.
A copy of the report is going to be presented to you. And since you are the government's legal advisor, I would ask you, Mr. Attorney General, to study this report as quickly as you can and then advise me on what further steps we can take in the interest of the truth, justice, and also to do what will be for the greatest benefit of the people of our dear nation, whom we have sworn to serve in truth and without fear or favor.
President Mills also asked EOCO to make copies of the report to the public. This, he said, is to enable the people to know the facts.
I remember that in December, I asked EOCO to look into the now famous Wayome matter, give us the essential facts so that the people of Ghana would have all the facts and then draw their own conclusions. I know that you would have submitted this report earlier, but there were other interruptions. I'm happy that finally you've been able to submit what you call an interim report. Let me just say that whilst I appreciate the work that has been done, and I believe that the people of Ghana will also appreciate at least the opportunity they have to know exactly what happened. It's unfortunate that there were people who were not willing to appear before you. After all, what we all want is the truth. What is true will always be true. What is false will always be false. And many of us talk about democracy, we talk about respect for rights, and I believe therefore that our actions should show that we are indeed interested in democracy and also the search for the truth. For any society that is not built on a foundation of truth will not stand. I promise the people of Ghana that the end result will be made known to the people of Ghana. Now that you have brought the report, I would therefore ask you to make copies available to the people of Ghana. Let the people of Ghana know what it is that you have found, so that there will be no argument amongst ourselves, and then we know exactly what has gone on. Because people have their different versions, but there can only be one version.
President Mills, Dr. Kumbuo said the Attorney General's office is already pursuing the case in court. The report, he said, will complement the case. Dr. Kumbuo promised to study the report as quickly as possible and make the necessary recommendations to the President.
Excellency, the Ministry of Justice and Office of the Attorney General has been looking and addressing a number of some court processes that have a relationship with what you rightly describe as the Wayome case. We believe this report will further enrich our understanding, and I would like to assure you that we would expedite action on this advisory report and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Minister of Justice and Attorney General Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo. The Executive Director of EOCO, Modi Akpadi, described the report as credible. He told journalists at the castle that investigations have revealed that 52 million Ghana cedis has been paid to Mr. Wayome, while Waterville has also been paid 38 million euros. He said non-performance by past and current officials of state should be blamed for what has happened.
We had gathered quite an amount of evidence by way of documents and people we have spoken with, and we are very sure that whatever we have presented to His Excellency is fully backed by the evidence and the documents that we have on hand. We read a lot of documents, and then we had money to speak with quite a number of people during the interim, and it is as a result of that we have been able to provide a report that we know is very credible. Without really going into details, because we would wish to give His Excellency the chance to first look at the facts, I will say that we have realized quite some element of non-performance, for want of a better word, on the part of officials who should have done better than they did. And but for the intervention of His Excellency the President, we believe things could have even been worse. The whole matter, as we have seen, it started with actions by past officials, and it was further aggravated by current officials, and all led to what is now being called the Wayome Affair. And what we have discovered in the interim, we have dealt basically with issues related to Waterville and Mr. Wayome. And in the case of Mr. Wayome, what has been paid is around about 52 million Ghana cedis. But in terms of Waterville, what has been paid is about 38 million euro. My reaction is that every Ghanaian is entitled to seek redress in court, but we believe he doesn't have a basis for that writ, not as far as the documents and evidence on ground show.
You heard the executive director of IOCO, Mode Akpadi.